We are learning the Sechas Vavash Adav Choftes Amid Beis, and we're starting Choftes Amid Aleph by Tnan Cheskabatim. It's a line right before the wide line. The first word of the line is the Avda. It's the line before the wide line. And we just learned that Rav Huna said that the 3 years have to be consecutive. If someone makes a chazaka of 3 years, it has to be 3 years in a row. It can't be, well, chazaka 1 year, they take a break, and another year, and even if you have a total of 3 years, it's not enough. It has to be consecutive. Why? Because the guy can claim he came back and you weren't there, so I didn't make a macha. The whole point is, midloy micha, they didn't make a macha for 3 years. In such a case, he says, I came back, you weren't there. So therefore, you need 3 full years. That's the halacha. So tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Cheskes Habatim, that it's enough to have a 3 year Chazaka Cheskes Habatim. And the Gemara's kash is, Vabatim, the Mama Yadi, Relela Yadi, it shouldn't be enough. Why is it enough? You only know by day, you don't know by night. Usually we have Edim just hang around by day. Edim are not around by night, they go to sleep. So how is it possible to have a Chazaka on a bias? Bishlama, a property, so let's say a field where you grow things there, the normal thing is to only use it by day. So 3 year chazaka is 3 years by day. But a house, the normal use of a house is day and night. And if you don't have a chazaka, you don't have an edim for the night, so then it doesn't work because it's not consecutive, because every night there's a break. You only have edim for the day, you don't have it by the night. So the kash is a fee of Rav Huna, they need consecutive 3 years. How does it work chazak on Abayis? On Abaye, my master Abatim, who is the one who gives Eidus on Batim? Shivvi, the neighbors. Shivvi made the other b'imam of Leila. Neighbors know who's there day and night. They, even though they go to sleep, but they know who's there at night. They're always around, and they sometimes wake up at night. They know who's there at night. So therefore, they could give Eidus that this guy, this squatter, was here for a full 3 years, and therefore, it's possible to have Eidus on the chazak. That's one teretz. Rav has different teretz, Rekasha. Rav Amak and the Osu Beitrei, two Edom came, V'amri Anan Agrina Minei. I rented from him, V'darina Beit Lashnim, V'yamam Avalela, and I lived there 3 years, day and night. So here we have two Edom saying, I was there for three years, day and night. So, the chazaka was that you rented it out. If you rent something out, that's a chazaka. If I rent something out, I'm collecting rent, so it's mine. And the two guys say that we paid rent and we lived there for 3 years. Befreit Gemara Kasha, Omle Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, Yom Chap Ravas Teretz. Hani Noyge Im Beidusim Heim. These guys are Negeh Beidus. Why? Because let's say they don't say that it belongs to this squad, to this, we'll call him a squatter, even not a squatter, but calling to this squatter. They know what's going to happen? He's going to have to pay the original owner. And they already paid rent. Of course, they'd come and say that I paid him rent for 3 years. Because they don't want to have to pay rent. They're being moided, they're here for 3 years. And they have to say it belongs to him. Go give the rent to the ma'arer, to the one who's claiming it's his. So Rav Ashi answered, that was not Rav's teretz. Because Daniel Shapili Hachi Doni. Only a shvacher dayan, and not a good dayan, would even paskin like that. Here we're talking about milay eskinon going to nikiti agar beise. They are these eidim are holding the rent. They didn't pay rent for 3 years. They're holding the rent. Va'amri leman leisve, and they're saying who should we give it to? And they're saying I know it belonged to this guy, and I was here for 3 years, and that's what they're giving the money to. That's what they're giving the money to. He's saying, I know it belongs to him, I'm giving the money to him. So that's why the chazaka is working over here. Huh?
Based on the guy's claim, how do they know?
Whatever it is, but this chazaka. Once you have a chazaka shayna with Yeshua Matayna, it's good. The old question was, does Negevadava have their belief in Negevadava? Here's not Negevadava, they don't care who they give the money to. They have the money in their hand, still holding on to the money. There's no Negevadava anymore. And they're saying that this guy rented it to us. He's the guy who rented us, and I was here for 3 years. That's a chazaka. Anytime a chazaka, we'll see in the Rashbam a bunch of times in the next five lat, chazaka is a makam ashtar. Just like a star works, a chazaka works. Chazaka of 3 years is a makam ashtar. Now, just like a star just says, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here, that doesn't work. So chazaka also says, I don't know why I'm here, but I'm here, it doesn't work. It has to be with a taina that I bought it. But here, his guy's tiny, he bought it. He has a chazaka gimel shalom. How do we know a chazaka gimel shalom? Eid stays here at night. Herod says he has Eidim, two Eidim here day and night. And therefore, if you're Rav Huna, it's good. So the bottom line is, we have here a chiddush Rav Huna has to be here 3 years, and there's a lot of nafkaminas. First of all, when it comes to a house, you have to have full Eidus for day and night. The same thing when it comes to our property, you have to be there 3 straight years and not non-consecutive years. On my zutra, v'toin va'omar leisu treisadi lasudile the darbe klas nu yom leila tainos taina. My zutra Rashi says a milsa bapin afsho. It's not really dafa going back on before, but he's saying that even though Rav Huna and all these Amorayim hold, you need 3 years with tzufos, but you're not mechayev the machzik to bring edim on all the yom v'leilos until there's a taina. Which means like this, that if the ma'ara says, you know, that's my property, and the guy brings the edim, I was here for 3 years, you don't have to bring edim, you're here 3 years, day and night. Only if the guy has a taina do you have to do that. Only if the ma'ara says, what do you mean, I came back 5 times that you weren't there, and you weren't there at night, then you have to bring a raya. That's the Rashbam explains. Rashbam says, milsabab nafsho. And then in the middle of the second line, the response says, "Afilu hakeim echayven samachzik lahavi edim sheidu beferish akal yom valelos." Eli idu stam. They say stam edus shiro dar gimel shanim umestama im dar bebayis af valelos darba. That's a stama. But come mazutra. Mazutra says the ton ba'arer v'omar aisi sadi tainos etayna. Then it's a good taina. But tzaruch shviu edim shalelos v'yomim. The kivon the ton tainas bari. The come aniri isi shloy dar valelos. It says I saw you were not here at night. So therefore, you have to bring Eidim. So what Rav Zutra is, he's basically qualifying the Lachar Rav Huna. It's only if there's a taina. It's not automatic that you bring Eidim for the night. It's only if it's a taina. Umoyde Mazutra on top of Amun Beis. Umoyde Mazutra bereich lemamachzirin b'yorois. The afegav loy ton taina tenin le anan. Mazutra's moyde. If you respond to like this, that the reichlim who are not home a lot, they're not at home. And they're usually traveling. They're traveling peddlers. They're hardly ever home. And every time they came home, they had a place to sleep because the guy wasn't there. So he didn't have a havamina. So by them, you don't. There's taninalei. You don't have to wait for that taina because they didn't even know. Bishlama, a regular guy, he knows someone's squatting in his house. So he claims. So until he claims something, we don't. We're not taninalei. But here, without even claiming.
Original
owners. So they are not expected to know that anyone's in the house. They're not expected to know. And because especially when they come back once in a while, someone's there. So therefore, with Taninalei, if the Reichlin, with Taninalei, you have to bring a raya for the night and day. Because maybe whenever they came home, the squad has disappeared. And therefore, we Tanya, you have to bring a raya that you were here day and night.
You
need aidis, but you need aidis for day and night, we're saying. That's in the day and night. Umoida Rav Huna, and Rav Huna is Moida, that means Rav Huna holds that you need day and night. The first shayla is shayla tanina, mazutra. And the next thing is Moida Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds the whole thing about consecutive. He's Moida when it comes to chemvisa, a chanusa, a store, the bechuzo, the imam avir le'levida. That he agrees, like Rashi says, Afagav, Rashbam says, Afagav the boy Ritzufa Shem Velayla, Bechanusa de Mechuza, Chanuya Shemechrim Behem Lechem Yayin, storefronts, a store that sells Lechem Yayin, the eternal in Choshen. If you Taina, I came, you weren't there at night, it's not a Raya, it's not a Taina. Why? Because Afagav Ledor Babalela is Chazakam Ayasi, Shem Diros of Yayin. Stores are only used by day. So there, even if you claim, you weren't there at night, it's still a chazaka because the normal use of this property is to be there only by day and not by night. Now, how many years do you need? Pasha, you need 3 years. That's all you need, 3 years. If you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, B'chanos, the mikhsa b'gimel shonim b'yimama, afgal l'dor b'yilayla, how chazaka. But Tosfos, Dirmaschol Moida, if you want to see Tosfos, Toich Dvarov, in the V'yesh Loimar, he says, B'yesh loyim atayis demas l'mayi. That's middle taisis. L'fishem bnei adam she'enem chemvenim darim bam b'bemiyam v'layla va'oisim tzrichim gimel shonim v'tzufa yishem v'layla v'saka da'itach that chemvenim also need that. Kamash v'lon good. My time is oktaisis osi shaper d'vina lu sholoi shonim shleimois tenu vav shonim. You need 6 years of chazaka. He's saying since the real use of such a property is night and day, on this guy, it's not a taina they was there at night because it's a store. But he still needs 6 years. That's what Tosfos learns. Most of Shonim argue on Tosfos. But if he tells you, we need 6 years of chazaka. Something about Rav Aita.
Obviously, only Rav Huna.
Well, only fear of Huna with Tzufos. L'chayra, fear of Huna, you don't need Alts with Tzufos. Yeah, only Alts with Tzufos you need. Yeah. Something about Ramachamara, Ukbachamara, Zavanahu Amsa. There were these two. Ram and Chama are passionate brothers. they bought a amsa together with shutfis. Vahadi adadi, and they didn't want anyone to be kind of this ever, this maidservant, for 3 years at a time, because then the claim is theirs. So they made up like this: Marish damas ba rishayna shlishis v'chamishis. One of them used it the first year, the third year, and the fifth year. Marish damas ba shnei rivis v'shishis. The other one was damas the second year, the fourth year, and the sixth year. Nafik. So they had it altogether 6 years, but not consecutive. Nafak ira alai. So there was an error on this. It came out of error that a guy came and said it's his. Also came out of Rava. They came with Rava to Shaila. Amalu, my time of years hachi. Why did you do this? Why did you do this non-consecutive years? Ki heichi lo yitzichzu ha'adadi. So you shouldn't have a chazaka on each other. Ki heichi adu lo have a chazaka. La'amu nami lo have a chazaka. It does not help a chazaka, even for the marikama either, because lemaisa, you didn't have a chazaka. Harai, you did it for yourself, you shouldn't have a chazaka. So it's not called a chazaka, even though between both of you, you have a chazaka. But lemaisa, since you didn't make a chazaka, so that doesn't help for the owner. Because at the end of the day, the owner didn't see one person holding on to it for 3 years. But the Gemara qualifies that halacha. Lo yamaron elo ksiv itro. He didn't write a shtar to each other. But if they wrote a star between Rav Acham and Rav Ukiv Acham, and they wrote a star between each other, that we own this both, and this is the contract of the Shutvis, that every other year we're going to take it, then Kala Islay, and then it would be a Chazaka. And the Rashbam really brings down three different Shatim, what type of Chazaka is this? And first, he brings that yes, first, and then hold, that since it's a Kail, so then there's a Chazaka La'altar. But Daddy doesn't like that Pshat, there's no Chazaka La'altar. He comes up, that Pshat he comes out with is that it's enough 3 years. Only 6 years. You need 3 years is enough. Because once there's a coil about this itra, so now it's not a riot that's not consecutive. Usually, there's a problem with the non-consecutive. Something's going up. It's not consecutive. But here, I'm explaining it to you why. If you look at the Rashbam, the last few words of the Rashbam, he says, the kach atam oisim kach, shatam yireim lahachzik shor matufais. Shashtar mechiach, the star proves, shaloi b'shvil kein oisim, el shanas kein cholku, shkein v'shtam shen chenike. Don't say that the reason why you're doing non-consecutive years is because you don't want to make believe you're not doing the chazakah. It's not the reason. The reason is because between both of you, you want to make sure that you're going to not take it from each other, and this is the way you made the contract. Therefore, it is a good chazakah. Amar Rava, akla kula chutzveis reiva, kana kula chutzveis reiva. If you have a chazaka and you have eidim on this chazaka, besides for a base reiva, you're kind of the entire property besides for the base reiva. Now, obviously, because you didn't plant on that, you didn't work on that, so there's no chazaka on that. You just left it empty. So then you don't make a chazaka on that. And Rosh speaks out that is base reiva, like why is pick base reiva? So Rosh says it's dafka. The Rosh says if it be less than base reiva, so then it would not be a problem. You bought it the rest of the property, and it would be a chazaka, even though you left that base roiva empty. It says the yira, the base roiva dafka karma. Av a pachos mekan kani lo agavara. Kim lo have a dava chashiv. Less than base roiva, it's not a dava chashiv, and you would be koine. So that's Rava's halacha. Akla kula chutz base roiva, you're not koine to the base roiva. Omer avuna braid Rav Yeshua v'lo yamar al bar zriyah. It's only if it's possible to plant on that. Av a la bar zriyah, if it's just a rock. Then you are kind of, even if it's based right, you kind of agav the rest of the property. Masklara, Bibi.
That's where Rosh gets it from. It's telling
you that
it has a value.
Right. That's the Varn, or the Varn is, no, Barzviya is just saying it's not a raya. That why is Rav saying not kind of? Because I didn't do any chazak on it. It's not possible to chazak on it. It's not Barzviya. That's what we're saying here. The Rosh is saying, even if it's Barzviya, it's so small, so insignificant, it's a little bit different. Yeah. Masklara, Bibi, Babaya, El Miato. If you're right that you could just leave it by itself and not use it, so let me ask you something. If someone has a property, it's all one big rock. It's a big property. So it's a few acres, but it's some. So how you kind of that? Elo, so either you put animals there, or use it to spread out peris. So there is a use for something that's rocky. Here also, if you left it empty, it's not a chazoka. And therefore, Rabbi Bitaka argues on this halacha, and he says, you Taka have to do something with it. Rav Huna said that if it's not a bar zriya, it's fine. So he says, no, Rabbi meant even a rock, because you have to do use with it, whatever the use is. For a rock, you can use it for animals or spread out paris there. And that's how also we pass him It says V'chein Hilchos of the Rosh says that you have to use that area, even if it's a rock, you have to use that area. And if it's not, then you're not kind of, there's no chazaka on that area.
Gibraltar.
Huh? Like Gibraltar, yeah. We'll stop on that.